This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri's governor continues to tout the importance of job creation to the state's economy, but there are concerns that funding decisions for public colleges and universities are having a negative impact on training the next generation of workers. St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt reports.
Republican Governor Eric Greitens talks a lot about bringing jobs to Missouri. He touched on it again during this year's State of the State address.
Making sure that we have the right laws on the books to be fair to family businesses, making strategic investments in education, infrastructure, and workforce development.
But in the days after that speech, Greitens revealed his proposed budget with a potential $68 million cut to higher education. Some say such reductions hurt the state's ability to get jobs, and Senator Claire McCaskill, a Democrat, lit into the governor during a recent town hall at Harris-Stowe State University.
He thinks we're going to get jobs in this state. It's not going to happen if we keep kicking higher education in the teeth in the state of Missouri.
This is not the first year Greitens has called for cuts to higher education. After lawmakers approved a nearly 7% reduction last year, the governor increased it to 9% when he signed the budget for the current fiscal year. Greitens says it's part of an overall plan to bring state spending in line, but there are experts outside the political arena who question the strategy.
I would say that the proposed cuts to higher education are a significant concern.
That's Greg LaPoza. The former high school English teacher is now vice president of education strategies at the St. Louis Regional Chamber. He points to the organization's data showing two-thirds of St. Louis area jobs will require some post-secondary education by 2020.
And so when you look at where our investments need to be going as both a region and as a state, it should be in workforce. It should be in making sure that more people are encouraged and have access to college education versus feeling discouraged because the cost of attending is so high.
The governor is also proposing a small bump in scholarship funding, but that won't be enough to offset the cuts, possibly making college even more expensive for many. Some in academia say investment in higher education, especially STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, has an effect on the economy. Clifford Holkamp is a senior lecturer in entrepreneurship at Washington University's Olin School of Business.
It is possibly the most strategic investment a state can make is to invest in the labor pool and to make sure that they have the skill sets that's needed for 21st century jobs.
Holkamp says funding the public education system is vital in retaining and attracting top young talent.
Anytime we are not a national leader in a certain field, including maybe some of those more obscure programs that might be on the chopping block, we do need to recognize that means we're letting those students who are interested in those fields go elsewhere. And there's a very high probability that if we let them go elsewhere that they may not come back to Missouri.
All of this appears to be also on the minds of GOP leadership in Jefferson City, including State Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard.
We're not going to allow those cuts to happen. So whatever we got to do is going to be modified. I mean, you know, the governor can propose a budget, but we're going to do what we have to do.
The amount that might be cut from higher education will be hashed out during the next few weeks at the state capitol. The House might try to find more money for public colleges and universities when members start debating budget bills late this month or in early March. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Wayne Pratt.